Adventure with Rocky Starr.
Realizing that only the death of Gorg can prevent the invasion of our Earth, Rocky and Marla hurry toward Vinton, capital of Venus. On the way, their air car crashes and sinks beneath the river near Gretor. After a hair-raising escape, they set out on foot for the underground city. As they walk through the forest that lines the edges of the river, Marla suddenly screams.
Rocky!
Marla, what's the matter?
Come back!
Stop!
Rocky!
Stop! Let go of me! Marla! There's something round my throat. I've got to tear it off.
Listen to me, please.
Help me, will you? I can't see.
You're Rocky.
My eyes. My eyes.
Do not struggle so. It will mean your death.
Rocky, do
as I tell you. Please. You must.
I can't.
You help me while you are fighting. Stand still.
I can hardly breathe. My eyes are burning.
Oh, Rocky, you must do as I say.
All right. I won't struggle. Give me longer.
I can help you. I can.
Then, hurry, will you? What? God, hold on.
You are caught by this at the corpus.
What? What's that?
They are like vines.
Vines?
It means death to fight them. The more you struggle, the more the vines will encircle your body. That lace squeeze the breath from you.
Well, get me out of this, Marla. Hurry, I can't stand much more of it.
Where is your knife?
Strapped to my side.
Do not try to reach. I will do that.
Can you get it up without being caught up too?
Yes. Now I will cut them from around your body.
Hurry.
That is mine. Soon I will have you free.
It can't be too soon for me.
They are so tough.
No. Be batted, Marla.
Oh, there. Come back away from there.
I can't see.
I will eat you. Go ahead. What's left? You're safe now.
Marla, what's wrong with my eyes?
There is a part of the vine across.
Pull it off.
It will be easier if we rest it. I will take you to water. Hurry, Rocky, hurry.
Well, I thought I was finished then. Pain in my eye.
It is gone now.
It disappeared as soon as you pulled that vine away from it. Oh, gosh, Mom, I never want to go through that again. But what did you say those vines were called?
Epicoffin.
Oh. As bad as their name sounds.
Until my people learned how to overcome them, many Venusians died each year because of the epicosis.
Marla, those vines have tiny suction padlocks.
I know.
They look for all the world like the tentacles on the octopus. That's a sea monster on Earth.
Oh.
You haven't any more little surprises like that, have you?
Well, there is one sea that I told you never meet.
Oh?
It is a nosebleed. It is beautiful with the loveliest of flowers. But it gives off a gas that kills everything.
Well, sounds very pleasant.
Lord Rocky, you must take our word.
No, Marla, I don't.
I would not blame you. Ever since you arrived, you have known nothing but this.
We get fat on it, Marla. And I haven't thanked you for saving my life.
You do not have to thank me. I am glad I was with you. I would be unhappy should you die.
Well, I'm not thinking of it at the moment. Gosh, I never dreamed that our trip to Venus could be anything like this. Just as well Professor Vernon didn't come.
The Professor Vernon?
He's Anne's father. He designed and built the Blue Streak. Oh. I wonder how and where our ship is.
Well, according to Jan, it is still where you landed.
I hope so. Our only chance of ever returning to Earth.
You will go back there?
Well, if our luck holds, we will. I wonder whether Jan has got in touch with the Professor yet.
No, Rocky, does that matter at the moment?
Oh. Not really. We're here to kill Gorg, aren't we? Well, we won't do it by sitting by this river. Let's start off for Vinton.
Professor, I thought you'd be in here.
What is it, Andy?
Your plane's waiting.
Oh, good.
good. Oh, we'll shake it, says man. The pilot's screaming for you to drag your old bones aboard.
Tell him I'll be there in a moment.
Aye, and 2 minutes ago you should have been there. You haven't been listening again, have you?
Yes.
Well, I like that. And yourself saying to me last night that you'd never be hearing from the blow streak again.
Yes.
Oh, I know how you feel, Professor. I'm the same myself. I just can't believe that all them 3 kids are dead.
I'll never believe that, Andy.
And why haven't they got in touch with us?
There might be many explanations.
Yeah, and you know the best one, Professor. I'm not for saying I told you so. But if we'd been meant to go visiting the stars, we'd have been born with wings and engines instead of legs and arms.
Oh, don't be absurd, Andy.
No, no, there's no need for you to start upsetting your stomach.
I didn't mean to shout at you.
Look, Professor, why don't you take yourself off to New York and be done with it?
I suppose there's nothing else for it, Andy.
I'm afraid not, Professor.
I hate going to, you know, admitting failure. Just when we were so close to success.
Now, how do you know that the blue streak actually reached Venus?
I'm certain of that, Andy.
Are you? Deep down in your heart? Professor, go to New York as you've arranged and tell him that you're closing down the research station.
Andy, I can't.
Oh, we've been through it all over again and again.
I'll wait another week.
And what good will it be doing you? It'll only take years off your life. Yes, that, Professor. They're all dead and we know it.
Andy, you're not...
I'm not the only one that's saying that neither. The papers don't even mention the Venus flight these days. Why, there's only one reporter, and that's Johnny Mayfair, with this one. When they took off, they were 50. And that's not all. All your listening posts have given up listening to the blow streak.
Maybe they have, but I haven't. My daughter is on Venus somewhere with Rocky and Jan. Andy, I can't let them down.
Of all the stubborn...
Tell the pilot the flight's off. I'm staying here. I won't give up. I'll go on listening for a call from the blue streak for another week. I'm going to send the blue streak another signal. And somehow or other, I know that either Jan or Rocky will answer me.
I'm afraid it is hopeless, Father.
There is no reply from Earth.
None at all. I cannot understand it, Jan. You said that Professor Vernon had arranged for many people to listen for your messages.
They've most probably all given up.
Would they, so soon?
It's quite a few weeks since we last spoke to the Professor.
I see.
That's it.
Jan.
Yes?
What are you doing?
Switching off the transmitter. There's no sense in calling me every minute of the day.
You must, son.
But, Father,
you must warn the Earth of their danger.
How can I, unless I can contact them by radio?
You will not do that by turning off the transmitter.
Very well. I'll try again later.
You will try many times. For weeks, if necessary, Jan. We cannot sit idly by and allow Gorg to invade the Earth without our warning them.
I will wait a bit to see whether they reply to the last calls before I try again.
That is much better. My son, we do not want others to suffer in an interplanetary war. Can you imagine the destruction that Gorg would inflict upon the Earth?
Yes. Yes, I can. All their cities would be in ruins the day the invasion began.
Exactly. And they have little time to prepare. Tell them that the invasion fleet leaves within 14 days.
Providing your spy Kerner is correct.
Gorg announced it at a big review of his troops. 1 month after the giant spaceships take off, they will arrive at Earth.
Father, what can the Earthlings do in that time?
Very little, I'm afraid.
Their only hope is that Rocky can kill Gorg.
Nevertheless, they must be warned of their peril.
Come in.
Who is it?
Who is what?
Well, didn't you say come in?
No, I said no such thing.
Listen.
Are you receiving me? Come in, Blue
Streak. Father, it is the Professor. So they've not given up hope. They're still listening for
him. Get in touch with them at once, Jan. At once.
Ah, well, if you must sit there in front of that hissing, crashing monster, you might as well have some coffee.
Oh, thanks, Andy.
Have you had a recite of your coffee?
Oh, no, not yet. I'm waiting now.
Do you think you will? No, all right. Don't have to. Drink your coffee. And I'll tell you a funny story. Did you hear the one about the Irishman? Oh, stop me if you've heard it, have you?
At least 50 times.
Well, I'll make it short and funny.
Andy, don't start any of your nonsense.
What was that you were saying?
I said don't start any of your nonsense.
Oh, well, that's different. I thought you said blue streak to control.
Andy, I
swear I did and all. Well, no, you couldn't have, could you?
It
must
control.
Be me there or something.
Listen, man, listen.
Are you receiving me? Come in, Professor.
It's Jan from Venus.
Andy, they're alive! They're alive, I tell you!
Don't stand there giggling and look at Killian. Stop being so excited. Answer him, answer him.
I don't know whether I can.
Oh, go on with you. I left the Irish do it, will
control,
you?
Control to Blue Streak. Control to Blue Streak receiving you. Come in, Jan.
Professor, I have an urgent message for you. Is reception clear? Over.
We are receiving you quite well. How is everyone on Venus? Over.
Fine, fine. Here is the message. Professor, you are in great danger. Gorgush is preparing to invade.
Say, who's making that noise?
Oh, I don't know.
What's going to start it?
Control to Blue Streak. Control to Blue Streak. Not receiving you. Over.
Can you hear anything except that?
No. Someone's jamming Jan's message.
What? How do you mean?
Someone is determined to prevent her hearing Jan's warning.
Feverishly, Professor Vernon tries again and again to contact Jan, but without success. Can Jan get his warning through and save the Earth from destruction? And how will Rocky and Marla fare at Vinton? There are thrill-packed episodes ahead, so don't miss one chapter of the Rocky Star Adventure, Destination Venus.